Here's the front door of the flat, Big. Got the key?
Yes, lift me up to the keyhole.
Ooh, stop it, I'm ticklish.
Oh, don't lark about, Big. We must have an early night.
It's funny, I can't open it, Dickie. You must have bolted it on the inside when we came out.
Oh, don't be a silly little man. Don't you remember? You have to surprise it.
Oh, yes, don't look now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
That's done it. In we go.
Cool, isn't it dark? Got a match, Dickie?
What for?
Light the gas.
No, you mustn't do that. Don't forget the blackout. You remember what the gentleman at the town hall said?
Oh, yes, he said we must make sure the windows are probably askew.
They're properly obscure.
Ah, well, I don't suppose it'll matter.
Come on, let's have a look for the window. Give me a hand. Mind how you go.
All right. Oh, isn't it dark? Wonder if Mrs. Bagwash has put the table in the middle of the room.
Whoa!
She has. Oh, I've lost my cap.
You weren't wearing a cap.
I mean my kneecap.
Come on, Big, we must get on with this. We must have an early night. Here's the window. How shall we obscure it?
Well, now, I've got an idea. Let's take turns. You go to bed while I breathe on it for 3 hours. Then I'll wake you up and I'll go to bed while you breathe on it for 3 hours. Then you go to bed
I don't think that's a good idea at all. The gentleman at the town hall distinctly said we must use black material. Have we got any black material?
Yes.
Where?
I'm wearing them. Shall I take them off?
Oh, you can't take them off now.
Why not? We're going to have an early night.
No, I know what we'll do. We'll cover it with the hearth rug.
Ah, black-outed hearth rug. That's me.
Now, you hold the rug and I'll go and get the hammer.
Can you find your way in the dark?
Yes, I know where every piece of furniture in this flat is. Oh, and that's the sideboard.
Well, you won't find the hammer on the sideboard. You know where it is. It's in the scullery. I say this rug's going to fit the window beautifully, Dickie. Have you got the hammer, Dickie? Dickie?
Dickie? Oh, Dickie, speak to me. Dickie, where are you?
What's the matter, Bing?
Oh, well, I thought you'd left me. Why didn't you answer?
I couldn't. I had my mouth full of text. Oh, I'd swallowed a couple of them.
Oh, that's all right. The doctor said you needed more iron. Was it dark in the scullery?
No darker than in here. Oh, I wish I could strike a match.
Now, Dickie, remember what the gentleman at the town hall said?
Yeah, I remember one thing he said. He said we ought to put crisscross strips of sticky paper over the panes.
What for?
Well, he did say, but I can't remember. Anyway, we ought to do it.
Oh, well, have we got any stamped sticky paper?
No, but we got sandpaper, flypaper and confetti.
No other question to that answer. Well, come on, we'll never get an early night.
I tell you what we'll do, Big. We'll use our cigarette cards with the sticky backs.
That's an idea, but only the swaps.
Yeah, but we won't be able to see if we're putting them in a nice diagonal pattern.
Oh, never mind. We'll put them on a giggly picklebee.
Jolly good idea, Big. Giggly picklebee. You've got plenty of spit.
Yes, Ta.
I hope these are the swaps, Big. I only want the common knotty fig warp to complete the set.
Oh, well, I've got a set. I could do with a clean number 23. Nice flavour, these cards, aren't they?
Jolly good. I think that's enough.
Oh, if we could only see, I bet that looks proper pretty.
Now, Big, we've just got to tack the hearth rug up and we'll have a beautiful blackout.
Well, I've got my end of the rug.
And I got mine.
Well, I'll tack my end up first. Give me the hammer.
Right.
Now, my end's all right. Here's the hammer. You tack your end up.
Okay. That's it.
Oh, blow. My end's fallen down now.
All right, here's the hammer. Tack it up again.
Okay, pal. There you are, that's up again.
Oh, now my end's fallen down.
Oh, this might go on forever, and we must have an early night. I know what we'll do. We'll put one right in the middle to start with.
Jolly good idea, Big. Here's the hammer.
This'll do the trick.
Arthur, now you've broken the window.
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, you will laugh when I tell you.
What do you mean?
We've been blacking out the overmantel. Well, now we've smashed the overmantel, where is the window?
Let me see. It faces due east, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. I know it faces the servants' bedrooms at the hotel opposite.
Of course. Wait a minute. Ah, here's the window.
Where?
Here, and it's perfectly blacked out. It's so dirty you can't see anything out of it.
Well, that's funny. We only had it cleaned in February.
I know what it is. I'll open it and I'll bet I'm right.
Oh, I say.
Just as I thought. Mr. Middleton hasn't been to prune the window box. It's like a jungle.
Quick, shut the window in case Johnny Weissmuller jumps out.
Okay. Now we can have an early night. Come on, Big, let's light the gas.
Okay, Stinker.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What's the matter? You can have one of your nasty turns.
Have you been cutting your toenails?
No.
Well, what's that on the ceiling?
It's a crescent moon.
Well, what's it doing here? It's very low.
Don't be a silly little man. It's shining through the skylight.
Well, it didn't ought. The gentleman at the town hall said that all skylights should be purposely obscene.
Properly obscured.
Oh, blow. That means what, we've got to black out the skylight now.
Well, what we want is something black and sticky.
Well, should we stick our Pontefract cakes over it?
Don't be silly. What are we going to have for breakfast?
Oh, yes, I've forgotten that. Of course. Why didn't we think of it before?
What?
Mrs. Bagwash's belladonna plaster.
But that won't be big enough to cover the skylight, will it?
Of course it will. It covered up her lumbago and nearly met round the front.
Well, where is it?
It's in the scullery, hanging by the meat safe. Shake the flies off it before you bring it in.
Okay.
Well, hurry up.
All right, don't rush me. I can't see.
All right, and Dickie, keep singing. I don't like being by myself.
Oh, Beanie, 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 Bella, Bella, Donna, Plaster, love me tonight. A Beanie, 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 Bella, Bella, Donna, Plaster, love me tonight.
Here it is, Big.
Well, how are you going to stick it up? It's too high. We'll never reach it.
Well, you're a good shot. Spit it on the palms of your hands and throw it up.
But I can't see the skylight.
We'll just throw it at the moon.
Oh, I never thought of that. One, two, and whoops, a plaster.
Good shot, Big. First time. Now we're in complete darkness.
Oh, yes. I wish Northy was here.
Now we can have some light. Give me the matches, Big, and turn on the gas.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to see the flat.
Eh?
I said I can't wait to see the flat.
I'm afraid you'll have to.
Why?
The gas has been cut off. Now we will have to have an early night.
Be it ever so humdrum, there's no place like home.
Do you think we've done enough, Big?
Yes, they've had their money's worth. Bye-bye, playmates.
Cheerio.